wherever you are around the world, and thank you for your company. It is time for another Spiritual Baby Speed Study on Truth to You. That's truth number two, letter U.org. Hey, Mr. Spiritual Babies!
Good day, Jono. Hello, everyone. I just want to say hi to some people on Facebook who always share our stuff. I should have had
hi.
Hi to you people on Facebook.
You know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't upset anyone by not mentioning anyone, so we're just going to say, you know who you are.
Because we'll miss someone out, there's no doubt about it, because there's a lot of people that's been sharing. But thank you to everyone who has been sharing, and good day to you guys. And look, please do share if you find value in these quick speed studies, then pass them on and share on Facebook. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, get involved. And if you have an idea for an interesting word, then let us know, and we'll see if it's possible for us to turn that into a video.
Yeah, do that. Okay, so what are we doing today? What's the word?
Today we're looking at all the instances where angel or messenger comes up in the book of Genesis.
Malach. And what is the Strong's number?
The Strong's number is 4397, and it pops up 17 times in the text.
17 times?
Yeah. Interestingly, the first instance of angel that people probably think is there from Genesis in the Garden of Eden isn't listed as angel. It's a cherubim. So that's not
cherubim
today. Yeah, cherubim. Or cherubims, if you look at some versions.
Cherubims?
Yeah.
Isn't that like saying cherubims?
It's like saying sheepses. Yeah, you can.
Sheepses.
Sheepses.
That's strange. Okay, so cherubim, which is the im on the end, is the plural. To be honest, I'm not really sure how to categorize a cherub, but what we do know is that is the first occurrence in the Torah. It doesn't appear again until it begins to talk about the Ark of the Covenant.
Right. That's right.
Okay. Well, let's not get into that one, because we'll be talking about that for a long time. But the first time that Malach is used, where do we find that?
We can start in Genesis 16:7, when the angel of Jehovah found Hagar by the fountain.
Yeah, and comforts Hagar. And that's Genesis chapter 16, verse 7, verse 9, verse 10, and verse 11. We knock four over in the first go.
Fantastic. We just made up for all that time we wasted at the beginning.
Well, hey, and also, by the way, I did canvas five different Christian translations, because I really find that fun now, because I'm infatuated with the capitalization of words. And what I use, just let everybody know, the New King James, of course, is what I usually use, the King James Version as well, the Holman, the Amplified, or maybe I should say,
the Amplified,
and the NIV. So just to let everyone know, strangely enough, and to be honest, you know, I haven't got quite to the bottom as to why this is the case, Mr. Spiritual Babies. But throughout all the uses of messenger, no one can really agree, except for one occurrence, and we'll get there eventually, as to whether it should be capitalized or not. But when they do capitalize, they're asserting something. I'm not too sure what that something is, but I'm guessing it's some kind of Christological suggestion. Do you think that's fair?
I think that's fair. But yeah, I think the capital A is trying to infer that it's more than just a messenger and more than just an angel.
It's interesting, if you have a different translation at home, grab hold of your Bible and have a look at what they do to it if it is a Christian translation. But in this case, Genesis chapter 16, verse 7, 9, 10, and 11, 3 out of 5, Mr. Spiritual Babies, has a capital A.
Wow.
Okay, so the next one, when we get to the next one, we actually have to take a step back. Genesis 19, verses 1 and verses 15, speaks of the two messengers that go to Sodom to, you know, go and get Lot and or Lot and his family and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But we have to go back to chapter 18 to figure out who these guys are. What did you discover?
Well, I found it very interesting reading through 18. We see that Abraham has some sort of revelation, and Jehovah appears to him, and then three men approach his camp. And they're never referred to as angels, but we know from the context we have to assume that they're the same people that are spoken of in Genesis 19.
It's a fair assumption, and it seems to be generally accepted. And you're right, they are referred to in chapter 18, verse 2, as three men. And it appears, and there are some other explanations as well, but generally this is the idea, that it appears one of them They're all messengers, but they're described as men. One of them stays and speaks with Abraham in the first person of Yehovah, speaks in the name of Yehovah, and the other two continue on, it would appear. Now, it doesn't say that specifically until we get to Genesis chapter 19, verse 1. It says, and the two messengers, you know, went to Sodom, or the two angels went to Sodom. We go, well, okay, that's the two that went on and one stayed behind and chatted with Abraham. Now, there are some other understandings, but that's generally the idea. And if that is the case, then those three messengers were men, one man speaking in the first person as Yehovah. But it goes on to Genesis 21, verse 17, and that, again, is a messenger of God. Now, the first one in 16, it says messenger of Yehovah. In this case, it's a messenger of God to Hagar. And by the way, Mr. Spiritual Babies, the two messengers in chapter 19 and the messenger in chapter 21, none of the five Christian translations that I canvassed had those as capital A's. Didn't like those. Didn't want to put capital A's on those at all. The next one is 22 verse 11 and verse 15. Again, a messenger of Yehovah to Abraham. Both verses, 3 out of 5 had capitals. Couldn't agree. What's the next one?
24:7, Yehovah God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, which spake unto me and swore unto me, saying, unto thy seed I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee.
Before thee. Now, the thee is, that's very King James English of you.
Yeah.
Before thee, we assume is Eliezer, which is Abraham's servant. It doesn't actually say that, but it does say that it is Abraham's servant. And Abraham is telling him, go and get a wife from my son, Isaac. Yehovah will send his angel before you. So it'll be all good. And then, of course, in 24, chapter 40, the servant is telling Laban, who we're going to talk about a little bit later, the words that Abraham spoke to him regarding Yehovah sending a messenger before him. Mm. Now, both of those verses, 1 out of 5. 1 out of 5 has a capital A in angel.
Wow. I'd kind of expect more because it's kind of a protective figure and...
Yeah, no, they couldn't agree on that one. And most of them thought, you know what, not going to go with the capital. One of them did. Now, the next one, now that's it, Mr. Spiritual Babies. When we talk about Abraham and angels, that's it. The next six occurrences, I think, is it six? Something like that, is in reference to Jacob. What are we looking at?
We're looking at 28:12, Genesis 28:12, one of my favorite ones, where Jacob is resting and he sees a ladder with the angels of Yehovah ascending and
that's
descending.
Right. He's in Bethel. He's using a stone as a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we could go. Hey, that's the stone of scone, right?
That's just the stone of scone.
We could go on about that for a while. That's a bit of you. That's only around the corner.
It's just over the water. Yeah, it's not very far away
it
at
is.
All.
We could talk about the stone of scone or whatever. Just anyway, that's not the message of that's not the topic tonight. Jacob is dreaming and he gets to see the messengers going up and down. And you made the comment. What do you reckon they looked like?
I reckon they look like men.
I reckon they look like men. Maybe they look like men and women. We don't know. But what I don't reckon they had was probably wings and halos or harps.
I think it's fair to say they did not have halos.
Probably didn't.
And maybe not harps, but you know, I'd like to see them there with a little harp case, you know, maybe something from Gibson. And you know,
maybe a mandolin or a banjo.
They have some downtime. I mean, it can't be easy going up and down that ladder. I mean, and the ladder is a good, you know, they can't have wings because
that's right. If they've got wings, why do they have a ladder?
Yeah, why walk when you can fly?
No, so I tell you what, we could talk about Greek gods and how we arrived at that sort of image, but we don't have time for that either, Mr. Spiritual Babies! So, the next one is Genesis 31, verse 11. What do we got?
The angel of Jehovah spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here I am. Or, it says, here I am. I'm being pedantic.
Jacob is recounting a messenger of God speaking to him in a dream. 3 out of 5 in my Christian translations. 3 out of 5 thought, you know, we could probably get away with capitalizing that. 0 out of 5 when it came to the messengers going up and down the ladder, but 3 out of 5 in 31:11. 32 verse 1.
And Jacob went on his way, and angels of God met him. And then, interestingly, in 32:3, just two verses on, in my version, which is in front of me, it says, and Jacob sent messengers before him. So it's referencing messengers as messenger in this verse, but two verses prior, it's referencing them as angels. Same word.
And this is a good example, because here in verse 1, they have angels in all the translations that I looked at. 0 out of 5, capitalizing angels in this case. And only two verses later, using the same word, melakim, and it's translated in the Christian translations as messenger. And of course, it's quite obvious. Here we've got the messengers of Jacob to Esau, his brother. Again, 0 out of 5, give that capitals. Oh, now, the next one, of course, and the last one, Mr. Spiritual Babies, is Genesis 48:16. But before we talk about that, we have to go back, because everyone's going, wait a minute, what about the guy that Jacob wrestled with?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Just let me flick through my Bible here and have a look where the word messenger comes up. Nope, not there.
Not there?
That's not there.
But I thought that he wrestled with an angel.
I'm sorry. No.
Who did he wrestle with?
We have to go with what the text says, don't we? Otherwise, we're kind of adding to it.
What does it say?
It just says a man.
Does he know? But there's a little bit of confusion there, because it says Jacob wrestled with a man. Now, this is, by the way, boys and girls, this is 32:22-30. Genesis 32:22-30. Jacob wrestles with a man. There's no doubt about it. That's what it says. But we think that he was a messenger of God. And the reason why we think that this particular man, in the same way that we have that we believe that the three men in Genesis chapter 18 were messengers of God, it says in verse 30, so Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. So this is what he's claiming. He claims to have seen God. Now, is that what he's actually saying? Is he saying he wrestled with God and he has seen God? Or is he saying that a messenger, a man, as he was described, again, acting in the authority of Jehovah, acting in the authority of God, this is who he wrestled with? Is this what he's suggesting? And so I would cite Genesis 18 as a similar occurrence. And the reason is, Mr. Spiritual Babies, is because we know that the Bible says, that Tanakh says, that God is not a man. Where do we get those verses?
There are two verses that I can find to back that up. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. And Hosea 11:9 says, for I am God and not a man.
I am God and not a man. Okay, so there's a couple of verses there. So he can't be God wrestling with Jacob, but a messenger of God. That's the story I'm going to stick with. What do you reckon?
I agree. I think there's a theme that we can find throughout the Tanakh where people mention that they've seen Jehovah. Genesis 18 is a really good example where Abraham sees Jehovah and then the three men come. And so he doesn't actually see Jehovah, but he sees something that Jehovah has caused to happen. And I think the same thing is happening with Jacob.
Okay. Be interested in any comments from the listeners. Oh, by the way, before I move on, Jacob wrestling with man, 1 out of 5 capitalizes M for man.
Wow.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that is interesting.
Anyhow, Genesis 48:16. Jacob is praying that the messenger that has redeemed him from all evil would bless Ephraim and Manasseh.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
It's hard. You know, we had the conversation before we went on air, and I brought this up because in some translations in the Holman Christian Standard, I mean, so if I give you my example that's in front of me, it says that Jacob blessed Joseph and said, the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all harm, may he bless these boys. That's what it says in my one.
Mm-hmm.
But your version, I think, might be slightly different. And I think
mine's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me read that. Let me read that blessing. God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Now, let me tell you what I think. This is a theory, and I would be interested in what the listeners have to say. If we go to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 5, it says, and you shall answer and say, an Aramean tried to destroy my father, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great and mighty, and so on and so forth. And it's talking about Jacob and Laban, the relationship that they had. Now, if we go back in Genesis, to chapter 31. Now, what we have is the story about Laban, who kind of gets a bit, you know, ticked off that he hears that Jacob has fled. He's gone away. He's taken his wives and his children and his flocks and all that sort of stuff. And he goes to catch up with him, and he overtakes him. Now, on his journey, Mr. Spiritual Babies, he sleeps. He has a dream. And in his dream, what happened?
The voice of Yehovah told Laban to deal, I think, fairly is a good translation.
Yeah, I think it says neither speak good nor evil to him. Mm. Deal fairly with him. He is warned in a dream from God. Now, okay, so Laban says in verse 29 of Genesis 31, "It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, 'Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad,' and now you have surely gone because you greatly long for your father's house. But why did you steal my gods?" Laban says to Jacob. Then they discuss that for a little bit, and he's saying, "Well, I didn't take your gods." He goes, "Well, my gods are missing." Then it says in verse 42, and I think this is Jacob talking to Laban, "Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and my labor of my hands and rebuked you last night," referring to the dream that he had in the previous night. Now, it goes on to say that they made a covenant. There was a heap of stones as a witness to the covenant that they made, and all was good, and they parted and went there in their own direction. It says in verse 55, "Early in the morning, Laban arose and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. Then Laban departed and returned to his place. So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, 'This is God's camp.' And he called that place Mahanaim," and which is camps. And so is it possible, I'm just saying, Mr. Spiritual Babies, is it a possibility that based on that experience that Jacob feels that God has protected him via his angels all of this time and redeemed him from the hand of Laban?
Yep, I totally think that, and I'll tell you why. Because I think Jacob at that point realized that he was being protected, and I'm going to backpedal a bit, because Jacob split his entourage into two groups, hoping that if one of them got attacked, the other ones would survive. And then at the end of his journey, he finds out that God had two camps of angels. And so regardless of what Jacob did to protect himself, God always had him covered.
God always had him covered. And so I would be inclined to interpret this verse, chapter 48, verse 16, "The God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who had fed me all my life long to this day," it says the angel, God's angel, and not necessarily one in particular, but his angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. And what he's saying is, you know, I hope that my God and his messengers do for these lads as he has done for me. And I think that's a fair conclusion to come to. Now, interestingly, Mr. Spiritual Babies, believe it or not, 5 out of 5 translations gave that verse a capital A.
Good grief.
They all agreed we're dealing with something divine here or something Christological here in 48:16.
So, again, there's no Hebrew capital. The word angel here doesn't change its form in any way from any other time it's been used.
No.
So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, there are no capitals in the Hebrew.
No.
So now there may be a few people, Mr. Spiritual Babies, there may be a few people with different translations that go, "But my translation has angel here, 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 and here." So what happens then? Yeah, you had a similar experience with your trusty Holman.
Right. Yeah, the Holman added 3 verses into the Blue Letter Bible list of the use of the word angel in 1910, 1912, and 1917, referring to Lot and his visitors.
What you're telling me is that they took the word man and decided we can do better than that. We'll slap in the word angel.
That's exactly what happened.
So, dear listeners, if you do see it in the text, either we've missed it or your translation is adding a word into your Bible and it's not actually there. It happens. But in any case, they are the occurrences of the word malach in the book of Bereshit, the book of Genesis.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Mr. Spiritual Babies. The website is spiritualbabies.net. And you'll find Spiritual Babies on Facebook as well. This is truth2letteru.org. Truth to you on Facebook. See you there. Until next time, dear listeners, be blessed and be set apart by the truth of our Father's word. Shalom.